Glory, glory, to that Father, glory, to that Son, glory, to that everlasting God. Glory, glory, to that Father, glory, to that Son, glory, to that everlasting God. Glory to my Father, glory to that Son, glory to that everlasting God. Glory, glory to that Father, glory to that Son, glory to that everlasting God. Glory to that Father, glory to that Son, glory to that everlasting God. Glory to that Father, glory to that Son, glory to that everlasting God. Glory to the Father, glory to the Son, glory to the everlasting God. Glory to the Father, glory. I say glory to the everlasting God. Glory to the Son, glory, glory to the everlasting God. Glory to the Father, glory to the Son, glory to the everlasting God. Glory to the Son, glory. Glory to the everlasting God. Glory, glory to the Son, glory. I say glory to the everlasting God. Glory to the Son, glory to the Father, glory to the everlasting God. Glory to my Father, glory to the Son, glory to the everlasting God. Glory, glory to the Father, glory, glory to the Son, glory, glory to the everlasting God. Glory, glory to the Father, glory, glory to the Son, glory, glory to the everlasting God. Glory, glory to the Father, glory, glory to the Son, glory to the everlasting God. I want us to lift up our hands this morning. Give God praise and say to him, you have shown us mercy. You have shown us mercy. You have shown us mercy. Give God glory. Give God glory. Glory to Jesus. Mose labranto kobosaya. Deterimo sapande baleaka. Yes, Lord, just give God glory. Say, Lord, I give you thanks because you have given me permission to live and exist in this world. Give God glory. Say, Lord, thank you for giving me permission. Hallelujah. To live, permission to life, permission to life, glory. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, I give you thanks. I give you thanks. Because there's a difference between living and existing. Glory. Man is the only being that has three lives. Three. There's a life in the blood. And there's a life in the soul. And there's also a life in the spirit. Hallelujah. The life in the blood, which has to deal with the virus. And the life in the soul, which has to do with the suche. There is a life in the spirit, which has to deal with the Zoe life. Hallelujah. Because man is older than time. Glory. Man, you are not just the physical you that you see on the mirror. We are more than that. And that's why we have to do all that we can to ensure that we are connected to God. Because that is the source of life. That will be, that is the thing, the only thing that will make you to live, to be alive. Glory to God. Remember, Abel, the Bible says, even when he died, his blood continued to speak. Continue. Blood speaks. Soul speaks. And the spirit does not die. Hallelujah. It's connected to God. When that spirit is connected to God, it does not die. And that's what we call life eternal. It does not die. Man does not die. The only thing that is called death is the separation from God. When you are separated from God, then you die. So what we are doing is to ensure that you are connected to God. That nothing takes you away from God. Nothing separates you from God. Because anytime you are separated from God, it is death. Separation from God is called death. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's a life and there is existence. So the difference between life and existence is the realm of connectivity. The realm that you are connected will either make you to live or to just exist and then disconnected and separated from God externally. So in this realm of God, your connection with God is what makes you, or what makes you incorruptible and immortal. Connecting with God makes you incorruptible and immortal. Because anything fused to God, when you are fused, F-U-S-E-D, to God, you are permanently connected, hallelujah, and also we have permission to live, to life. So I want you to know this morning that we're not just beings, ordinary beings, just walking up and down. I want you to know how God has valued you so that you don't just live anyhow. Hallelujah. Stop looking at people. Stop looking at people. Anytime your eyes go off from people and directly looking to God, then you will start living. Because with men, the Bible says that Jesus looked at men and saw what was in man and refused to commit himself to man. You can't commit yourself to a man. You will be cursed. Woe to him that put his trust in a man. Woe to him. Cursed is him that put his trust in a man. The moment you realize it, you will trust nobody. It doesn't matter how. It can be archdeacon, arch, or greater, or whatever they call. You will withdraw yourself and put your trust in God. Until you do that, you are cursed. The Bible says, woe to him. And you will constantly be quarreling and having heartaches, heartbreaks, disappointments, trouble with men. Man cannot be trusted. Only God has the ability to be trusted. Because man in himself has problems. He has problems. Plenty problems. Big ones. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we put our trust in God. And this morning, this is what I want you to come up to. That your trust and life will be deeply connected to God for life. So that nothing will have the ability to separate you from God. Stop living your life wondering what people will say. But also, you have to be aware and be concerned about what God will say. And then you will begin to live. So there are two persons, or three persons under the sound of my voice, that God wants your life to be deeply connected to him. Connected to him. Because life speaks. Life. That's why I started by telling us we have three lives. We have the life that flows with the blood. This life, when the blood is totally gone, the life stops. The same way with the soul. The soul have life in itself. But there is one that goes with the Spirit. Glory to God. And I'm not trying to teach, but I'm trying to let you know how important you are to God. The Bible says that every spirit comes back to God because he's the owner. The only one that you are responsible, fully responsible, is your soul. Make your soul connect to God. Don't leave yourself. He said, the soul that sinneth shall die. Doesn't mean that that soul will just die. Man in its entirety does not, as we can see with the case of Abel. The Bible says his blood still speaks. The blood of the righteous speaks. And the blood of the unrighteous also speaks. But it depends on what they are saying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But the blood that speaks, that outvoices every blood, is the blood of Jesus. The Bible says it speaks better things. Abel's blood does not speak better things. It speaks revenge, vengeance. And some people are still operating on that level. Vengeance and attack. Nothing better than glory. But God, Christ, speaks better things. He's the one that speaks forgiveness. Is one that speaks eternal life. Is one that speaks healing. Healing of the soul. No man's soul can be healed by man. It is only God himself that heals the soul. And that's the reason why you should be connected. Stop to distress, depress, and engage yourself in the things that does not give life. Those things are the elements that the enemy uses to separate you from God. He knows that anytime you're separated from God, you're dead. Just one, you will be insensitive to God's voice. You can't hear voice. You cannot hear. Any dead man does not hear. So you can't hear voice of God. You cannot have his feelings. You cannot even read the sign. You'll be moving by sentiment. Sentiment. Sentimental. Any man that moves in the spirit. The Bible says that the spirit man is mad. It's mad. People cannot understand you. But God does. Spirit man is mad. That's what it is termed in the spiritual. Glory to God. Because he is not operating like a man. He operates in God's standard, God's path, God's movement. So I want you to come up. As the Holy Spirit is calling you this morning, come up. Don't let your feet sleep. Hallelujah. I'm going to read Psalm for you. Psalm 94. The Bible says in from verse 15 to 18, it says, but judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in the heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul almost dwelled in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. Hallelujah. The mercies of God this morning shall hold you up. It is by the mercies of God that we found this life. And I pray this morning that God will begin to open your eyes to understand the reason why you call on God, why you are for God, why you depend, or you will depend on him entirely. Don't look left or right. Don't even look at anybody. Anybody can be anything, but God does not change. Glory to God. God doesn't change. And this morning, I want you to lift up your voice and begin to demand from God that His mercy will be upon you. His mercy will call you on to God, will bring you to the entirety that you will be connected to God. We'll be connected to God. Yes, let your spirit connect to God. Let your soul connect to God. Let your blood connect to God. That anything that is not in the blood of Jesus Christ will cease from stepping into your blood today. Whatever it is, in the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to pray this prayer that my life in the blood, my life in the soul, my life in the spirit will be totally fused to God this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, open your mouth. Yes, yes. Mali parabos, you come in power. Jelly baba kobri nadia, that your blood will be fused to God. Let it be connected to God. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your life be connected. Let your soul be connected. Yes, that is the only time you will be called righteous. That is the only time your soul will show up clean, without spot nor wrinkle. Yama di Venus, Yori Bakaku, Veluma Pranto Iskayabos, Zoparatikaya. This is the only thing we're going to take out of this life. Hallelujah. I want you to understand that your car, whether it is 2024 model or 2030, the futuristic cars, it cannot take you to God. Neither the house cannot. Whatever you think you have, your degree, your names, your accolades, whatever they give you, cannot take you to God. The only thing that you take out of this realm is life. Life connected to God. It does not stop. Any separated life is already dead. It's already condemned. It's already gone. I want you to pray this morning. Let my entire life, the life in my blood, the life in my soul, the life in my spirit, let it be connected to God in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray. Pray this prayer. Yabadigo. Yabadigo. Morani kapaya. Zole benekete. Romo de galiabo. Ombre kedudu soromodu. Yari babada kandolobo. Sukoro madaya. Rabadi gedelebos. Ombre kandatolea. Zashte. Koraba sankaibo. Ofeli banatai. Obrana datande bokosoya. In the name of Jesus. Yes, get up. Get up and move. It is possible that your life is entirely connected to God, so that you will hear the songs. Glory. There is a song in heaven. Glory. How many times do you ask yourself, how many times have I visited? How many times do I visit in heaven? How many times have I heard the songs? Oh, glory. Glory to God. You will be called, and the angels playing songs for you. Oh, my God, it's sweet. It is sweet. You got to begin to experience this life that I'm talking about. That God speaks to you, will open your ear and begin to give you instruction number one, instruction number two, instruction number three, instruction number four, instruction number five, instruction number six, and direct your steps and tell you what to do and how to move. Glory. It is sweet. It is sweet. Lift up your voice. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. is always of the same. Oh, glory to his name. This is the reason why I love him so much. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Just give him glory. So Lord, I thank you this morning. Because this morning, my life, my entire life is connected to you. Devil has no way, no way to my blood, no way to my soul, no way to my spirit. I reject his works. I reject his plans. I reject all his gatherings in the name of Jesus Christ. Every conspiracy and every confederacy from the enemy's camp, from the devil, from serpentine demons, from the reptiles, I reject them this morning. Ego vadiamo, robales, robales, opano caviamoto, bandre masandele bukukaya, janiba ikoko zwamala, vedli radavus, onsuku bazai. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. Give God thanks, say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you because my life is totally on you. No sickness. Every sickness right now, if you're sick, I want you to place your right hand because that life will begin to operate in you to dissolve every blockage in your blood going through the eyes, going through the foot, going through the through every organs in your body. I dissolve it right now. Let the life in the blood speak for Christ. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, every cancer in the blood, cancer in yourself, I command right now, receive the life, the same life in the blood of Jesus that you are connected to. Right now, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Every confusion, glory to God. There is somebody that is confused, don't know what to do. You know, confusion cannot be treated by medical doctors. Yes, but it's a sickness. It's a spiritual sickness. We command that spirit to leave you now. Spirit of confusion, out! In Jesus' name. Spirit of depression. Yes, place your hand. You can't sleep because you are depressed. Place your right hand on your head. Yes, that spirit of depression. I command you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive healing. Receive healing. Receive healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Short life. Short life. There is somebody under the sound of my voice right now. The enemy wants to kill you. Kill you. Suddenly, kill you shortly. I reject every short life. Right now, your full life has been granted. Command every short life out, out, out. Leave, leave this daughter of Zion alone. Leave, leave, leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, leave. This son of God alone. Leave him alone. I command full life in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory to Jesus. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I thank you. Bless his name. Just wave your hand. Wave your hand and give him glory. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover your entire movement today. I cover you. No accidents. No gunshot. No misidentity. No answering allegations you don't know about. I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ. You shall not resemble any evil man. The devil shall not change your face. I cover you with the blood of Christ. And let the sickness be healed. Whatever it is, receive healing now in the name of Jesus Christ. And let the favor of God follow you. Go with you everywhere as you step out this morning, as you're coming back from work, wherever you're listening to, let the favor of God follow you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. Amen. Amen. If you need to talk to me, you can call 915-490-9653. Hallelujah. Glory. I know many people have been calling, but if you call me and you don't get me, leave a voicemail. Whichever country you're calling from, glory. Just leave a voicemail. I'll get in contact with you when I come up. I want you to know that the work of the Lord will continue. Just allow people to enjoy the same blessing. Take their phone, download Send Me Radio. It's free of charge. When you go to your App Store for iPhones, when you click, you will see Send Me Radio. It's a green app. It's in all over the phone. Thousands of people are downloading it, and it's free. It's free. It's very, very free. The same with Android. Download it on your Android phone. Go to Google Store. Tell your children to download it. It's amazing. It's amazing. Spiritual music, prayers. You see different men of God coming on. Hallelujah. And different interviews. Men of God. People of God. Hallelujah. I want you to download it. And God will continue to bless you. God bless you. Bye-bye.